Oggi.
Well, welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. And what you guys don't know is that this is our second recording because I forgot to click a button. So it was really me talking and Brad answering in very profound.
And I had awesome answers and everything.
And then I look over at the monitors like, oh, I'm not recording anything you're saying.
Well, that's okay. That's seven. Things like that have happened to me before. So
people didn't, we thought we'd re-record this because it's no fun just to hear me ask a question, then have like, you know, a minute of radio silence and then me like pretending to know
what you could imagine what my answers could have been.
That's right. Well, anyway, this is now your microphone's working.
Great. Thank you.
All right. We talked about going and making disciples. This was our big ministry kickoff weekend, September 10th, to start off the new ministry year, and we talked out of the text of Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Kind of talk us through that first point. The mission of the church is to make disciples.
Right. We're looking at the Great Commission here with Jesus' final words to the church, to his disciples, before he ascends into heaven. And he simply states, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Within this statement, we see one major commandment, one major push here from Jesus, and that is to make disciples. A lot of times people say, "Oh, it's go." No, it's make disciples. The go is as you are going, we should be making disciples. In other words, whatever we're doing in life, we should be winning people to Christ. And then baptizing them, helping to bring people to a saving knowledge of Christ to such an extent that they identify with Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection. And then, of course, teaching them, and that is to equip them for ministry. So this idea of winning, building, and equipping is really essential in terms of Jesus' ministry. And if this is how Jesus made disciples, it just makes sense to me that as a church, this is how we should make disciples. We should model our ministries precisely after how Jesus made disciples with this statement.
Right, and it's so appropriate to think about that as we head into a new ministry year. Why are we going to do all this stuff? Why are we going to busy ourselves with this ministry? What are we trying to accomplish? And it's a good reminder that we're here to make disciples. And your second point was that our motive is love. We do this because of being loved and because we love others.
Yeah, we turn to Mark 12 here with Jesus issuing the great commandment, where one of the scribes asked, you know, which commandment is the most important of all? And Jesus answers, well, the most important is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." It's the Shema there. "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." There's no other commandment greater than these. So this is what our motive should be. Our mission is to make disciples, but we're moved to do that because of love, our love for God and our love for others. And we talked about this at length in terms of, you know, as Scripture says, you can't say you love God and then hate people. We have to, if we say we love God, we should be the people who love people more than anybody. Why? Because we've been so loved by God himself. We've been so forgiven, so restored, so cared for. The least we could do is go love other people.
And I thought you had a really good point in John 17. You talked about our ultimate goal is the glory of God. And this, I think this is such a powerful thing that I really wanted our people to grasp this. Jesus says that he was sent by the Father and that he had accomplished the work that he was sent to do. So talk really quickly about that because there might be a misconception about what that work was.
Well, it's a fascinating passage because it's right at the end of 16. We find out that the lights are really finally coming on for them to understand who Jesus is. Oh, you came from the Father and you're going back. And Jesus even says, so now you guys believe?
Now you get it.
Yeah, you guys are with me now? And then he turns to his high priestly prayer in chapter 17. And one of the lines that Jesus says in this prayer to his heavenly Father, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." And what's remarkable with that is that he hasn't even gone to the cross yet.
Yeah.
And he's already saying, "I accomplished the work." You know, I'm like, well, what work is he talking about if he hasn't gone to the cross yet? Well, the work was that he had just accomplished was that 11 guys understood who he was and what he was about and where he came from and where he was going. 11 yeah. guys had become fully trained disciples.
Yeah.
And it's at that moment that Jesus can say, you know, hey, I've done everything I need to do here. Now I can go to the cross right. and accomplish salvation.
So once, yeah, so once he, you know, dies and is resurrected and ascended, there's 11 guys to go tell the story.
Right. And if those, if Jesus doesn't make the 11 disciples, then you and I aren't talking right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
This isn't happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is so cool. I love that point. And point three was that God's chosen method is through the church. So yeah, talk about that.
Well, with this, I find it fascinating that, you know, God is God and he can do whatever he wants, but he has chosen to use the church to make disciples. He's chosen to use believers, other believers. He's chosen to use you and I to go and make disciples. He doesn't have to do that, but he has. So we need to be about it.
Yeah.
And so you always hear the story of the guy who says, you know, I have church with me and God out in the woods, you know, when I'm hunting or out golfing or whatever. And, you know, this guy, whoever it is not going to be very mature, not going to be well-rounded as a believer, because for us to grow, to be built up in our faith, to be equipped for ministry so that we can go win others, we have to do that in community. That's how God has designed it. That's how he has established the church. And it's, you know, as the scripture passage says that we looked at in terms of Ephesians 3:10, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known. So, okay, if that's the case, then we should be about our gathering together so that we can be strengthened, we can be built up on our faith, equipped to do ministry so that we might win all the more, as Paul would say.
Yeah, and then be sent out and commissioned to go make disciples. And we encourage our people to get in the game in two very practical ways. Buy a friend or coworker, you know, a coffee drink or make cookies and stuff like that. We also had the ministry fair after the service where it was so cool. It was so awesome to see our people being exposed to the ways that they can actually get involved in the ministries of the church in order to make disciples or equip people or teach them or build them up. And so that was an awesome Sunday.
Yeah, we had 16 life groups for people to sign up for. Six or seven of them were already established.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the rest of them are kind of new, which is pretty exciting in terms of the growth of the small group ministry. And then we had all our ministry leaders with tables and opportunities to discuss, you know, how you can plug into ministry.
Yeah.
And the gym was packed. We had cotton candy and popcorn and hot dogs flying around. It was just a great morning.
Yeah. It was cool because I told the elders that this might be one of the smallest adult worship choirs that we've had on roster. And now we're back up to a little above average for the last couple of years.
Eight newbies sign up. So it's fantastic.
So, cool. So if you're interested in choir ministry, you know where to come find us on Wednesday nights. So, all right. Well, we're back in the book of Genesis this next week. It should be good. So we hope to see you here. Don't forget, two services this Sunday, one at 9:30, one at 11 a.m. with Adult Bible Study Fellowships meeting at 9:30. So we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, Sean.